from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
You know, they're doing exciting things. And, you know, I'm excited to be able to, you know, hop right in and be able to provide what I can provide. Yeah, great fit from, you know, from the culture-wise and, you know, what Skip created. You know, just trying to get back to myself and, you know, get back to the feelings that I was feeling when I was, you know, when I was going good. You know, but just working, you know, obsessed with the working and obsessed with getting better. And, you know, that's something that I was doing.
Let's start right out. Hey, what happened?
Oh, no.
We got a shot for you to see Mully and Haw live at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage July 18th. Just have the contest line ready, 312-540-0670. You get a pair of tickets. They're going to have special guests in attendance. All you got to do is wait till you hear this drop from the morning show.
I'm Mike Trout.
When you hear that, give us a call, be the sixth caller, and you can go. But that was Tim Anderson talking about his excitement to be a Miami Marlin. And 65 games later, that's how many games he's appeared in this season. An OPS plus of 30.
Lowest in all of baseball, Danny.
A home run total of 0, which is tied for lowest in all of baseball. He has been DFA'd. He's out of baseball.
Designated for assignment. So they have 10 days with which to trade him if anybody wants him, or they will just release him. You know, I guess he could accept a minor league assignment at that point, but this is a big league club telling him that he's done. And it appears, I don't know if he's going to play again. I don't know.
I mean, the odds are that he won't, right?
I think the odds are that he won't. You gave the number of the 30 OPS plus, worst in the game. The last 2 years, he's a negative 1.1 WAR. It's the worst shortstop among all qualified hitters in baseball. So it's a premium position, and it's all he's ever played. He's only played 2 games of second base in his life. He hasn't played an inning of second base this year in Florida. So it's not like, you know, he's ready to be a backup utility infielder of any kind. This guy still thinks of himself as a shortstop, and that's all he's ever been at this point.
He's the worst player on one of the worst teams in baseball. It's not like this is a great team or a great organization. Tim Anderson's fall from grace is staggering and very, very fast. And it's sad, and it seems like it was partially derailed because of choices in his personal life that he's talked about, and then circumstances in his personal life that he's talked about. But also, this was a guy who had some power that never really walked. And then the power has just completely gone away. You wouldn't think it's because he's too old. He's 31 years old. It's old, but it's not that old.
No, there was a wide array of small injuries and obviously some lower body injuries that eventually seemed to take its toll on how much power was coming out of that contact swing.
But, I mean, this is a guy who had 17 homers in 2021. And then in 2022, 6. 2023, 1. This year, 0. He has 7 total homers in the last 3 baseball seasons.
Yeah, that's and the batting average has plummeted as well since the batting title year of 2019. But it's too bad.
It can go quick, man.
To your point, though, the profile of not being a guy who walks, You have to be a guy who has at least some power, and you've got to continue making good, hard contact. And the exit velocity numbers went down. The hard hit rate went down. Everything went down. And I don't know how much of it was personal life, how much of it was the small little injuries that reared their head. The personal life stuff is what's so heavy to think about. Because doesn't it feel like we saw his love and his joy for this game and this lifestyle just decay? It feels like we watched it decay and fade away from just wide-eyed and super excited and positive and being the Energizer Bunny. And who cares about the flaws in my game? I'm just rolling. And him doing that and free-spirited to then really being hung up with just how difficult the game can be and how difficult life can be.
Yeah, it was. I don't know which is which. I just know what the numbers tell me. It's not like I'm watching every Marlins game every day, and it's not like I'm close enough to Tim Anderson to be able to ask him to know what the real source of this is. But I do know that baseball is really hard. And a texter brings up a very good comp of Javi Baez, and they say, you know, which one is, you know, the bigger or the sadder fall from grace? I mean, Javi had higher highs than Tim Anderson. Javi has a World Series ring.
Javi has a second-place MVP finish.
Javi got a 6-year, $140 million contract from the Tigers. Tim Anderson made a lot of money. He made $40 million in his career, $42 million in career earnings. So assuming he's been smart with his money, him and his family and his child, you know, should be fine for life and generations. It's more money than 99.9% of the world will ever see.
But it's not the validation or the big free agent contract that almost all professional sports careers are aiming for. That first one. He signed an early preemptive deal to make him a very wealthy and secure man. But obviously he assumed and said so that he thought he was going to have, you know, a big deal. And never got there. Javi did get it. Javi got rewarded. Chris Bryant got rewarded. There's a lot.
That's another guy who fell off a cliff, somewhat due to injuries, somewhat due to personal headspace, and somewhat due to profile of offensive baseball player.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, the KB one, man, it feels very similar in terms of watching the love fade. Why, you know, for whatever reasons, and KB, it's like, you know, his dad was a driving force, and then he kind of achieved so many goals right away. For TA, maybe it was the personal stuff, part of it the White Sox decay and all that went on. You know, and there's some ugliness we're never going to forget. There's him saying I hate it here, and then trying to tell people that it was actually saying I hate the pitch clock. But it's sure as hell, I do believe, and I'll forever believe, was him saying, I hate it here. And there's the teammates not applauding for him when it was announced that he made the All-Star team.
Yeah, it ended poorly.
And that whole clubhouse was in decay. That whole thing was in decay. So, yeah. And just the free will and this free spirit and joy was such a big part of his success.
From Joe Buck saying he should be the next face of baseball to being DFA'd by the Marlins in less than 3 years is a pretty remarkable fall, man.
Life comes at you fast.
It certainly does. It's a tough game, but that's an extreme, extreme example of it. Blackhawks in the news for additions and former Hawks major figures, salute, being welcomed back into the sport. Jay Zawoski next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email.
power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.